Neil Augenstein.
Signs that uncomfortable heat might be endangering your health. I'm Chrissy King.
COVID data updates in D.C. will remain the same as the health director responds to a probe from the D.C. Council. I'm Valerie Bonk.
The Dow went from being down 600 points to closing up 9 Friday trading.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. AAA says the national average for a gallon of unleaded regular is now $4.59, the 11th straight day for record highs. But it doesn't necessarily mean people are driving less. Here's correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
The demand for gas is what is keeping the per gallon cost at the pump way above a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com thinks Americans are still anxious to travel, offering an extreme example of supply and demand.
You could have oil be a dollar a barrel, and if there's only one refinery in the nation, you could theoretically have gasoline at $10 a gallon. And so right now we're kind of in the equation where there's not enough refining capacity to meet demand, and so prices have gone up.
The state with the highest prices is California, where drivers are paying an average of $5.81 per gallon, and often more than that. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Gaylord, Michigan is nowhere near Tornado Alley, but try telling that to northern Michigan residents. The small town was hit by a twister Friday. It left at least one person dead and dozens injured. Celeste Fiel says it happened quickly.
As I was driving through town, I can see all the debris fly, and through my rear view mirror, I could literally see like the swirl. And, like, the eye of the tornado is, like, right behind us.
Much of the East Coast is getting record-breaking or near-record-breaking heat this weekend. Here's the Weather Channel's Jackie Jarrus.
By late Sunday, the rain begins to move in, and then we'll see cooler temperatures as we kick off the work week next week. Not so cold, though, that we're going to be talking about any freezing conditions like we are across parts of the West. Winter storm warnings in effect for Denver and across the Front Range area.
The New York Mets and Colorado Rockies were snowed out in Denver, where there is still a winter storm warning in effect. Snow might end in time for them to play too Saturday afternoon with temperatures in the 40s. Russia claims to have control of the city of Mariupol, and CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says it's a strategic win if true.
Russian control of Mariupol will now allow Moscow to control the Sea of Azov, which will have a serious impact on the Ukrainian economy. It also secures that territory between the Russian border and Crimea, which many experts believe was at least one of Mr. Putin's objectives at the onset of this war.
He's been called baseball's poet laureate because of his literary style and writing about the game. New Yorker writer Roger Angel loved the unique nature of baseball, the game played with no clock, just innings.
Baseball time is measured only in outs. All you have to do is succeed utterly. Keep hitting, keep the rally alive, and you will defeat time.
Roger Angel has died at 101. This is CBS News.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it in your car's display to listen live 24/7, 365. Never miss a moment of Washington's top news on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, where members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org, insured by NCUA.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend, everybody. May 21st, 2022. Welcome in. Mostly sunny and hot today. This Saturday, high of 95. 83 in our nation's capital now. Good Saturday morning. I'm Dean Blaine. We thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Topping the local stories we're following for you as we ride into this Saturday together. We begin with reaction said to be still coming in after that sharply worded report out this week about the poor state of public schools in Virginia. It says student performance is down by all measures, and that's not all.
There's been a growing achievement gap. That's according to a report released by the Virginia Department of Education. It pointed out a drop in reading test results from 2017 to 2019 among students in third through eighth grade.
So again, just cherry picking this information.
Atif Carney served as the state secretary of education under former governor Ralph Northam. He disagrees with some of the findings and says while there is opportunity to improve, there's been progress.
If we get more reading specialists, the quality of education would improve. There's no mention of that in this report.
Now, school leaders say the report is just the starting point when it comes to testing and revising accreditation standards, as well as putting more focus on equity at the state and local level. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:04, a special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sexual assaults at its high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a campaign issue, you'll remember, last year. But Loudoun County schools are apparently pushing back in court. A story that was first reported by WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP the investigation will continue. Spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling that the board does not want to cooperate. She asks, what are they hiding? And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty details of all of this, of this controversial story, in the latest episode of the DMV Download podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast. WTOP at 3:06.
At CDW, we get how to achieve calm amidst the chaos of a hybrid workforce.
Before I check our security updates, I unwind in my desk massage chair.
So I hear. But with Google Chrome OS orchestrated by CDW, you get built-in security with no reported ransomware attacks ever and simplified management so you can stay relaxed.
Sounds good, but I'm keeping the chair.
For proactive security, trust Chrome OS and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/ChromeOS.
After midnight, you're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Traffic in the D.C. region is constantly changing. If you spot a major incident that we're not already reporting, call the WTOP Traffic Center at 866-304-WTOP. That's 866-304-WTOP.
Four pedestrians hit by a car just before noon Friday in Annandale. One of them, a woman, has life-threatening injuries this Saturday morning. Everybody involved was taken to the hospital after the crash on Maple Place just off Columbia Pike. The driver of the car and a passenger were also hospitalized after the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally stopped in a parking lot. Jennifer Lemus lives nearby, telling our news partners at NBC4 that speed can be a concern in that area.
This road can be really busy, but I was telling him that, you know, we've never witnessed someone get run over or anything like that, but lots of cars speed.
Fairfax County Police tell WTOP the collision does not appear to be intentional. During the weekend, it'll feel like 100 degrees or more. Hot, hot, hot. You need to be mindful of the potential danger of heat and humidity.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more